When Ma stays in bed, our mornings are a game of fortune-telling, where I'm forever looking for signs. The search begins when I try to coax her up with a cup of herbal tea. I shuffle down the hallway, looking for a shadow that looks like a smiley face, waiting for a shock from the doorknob, or trying to miss the creaking board on the floor. These signs tell me something about what to expect behind Ma's closed door. I can't say if they work or not. There was definitely a day I missed the squeaking board, and Ma ended up throwing the tea I brought her against the wall. Bad day. And then there was the time I thought the shadows outside Ma's bedroom door looked like a kitten playing with a balloon. That day, Ma went out and bought me and Lily new iPhones because she said they were on special. Good day. Today's shadows look promising, and the knob doesn't shock me. The ceramic lid of Ma's special teacup rattles in my trembling hands as I push the door open.